The triad is a lively scene. As springtime dances in, homeowners are ready to sell, and their built equity is a win. Great homes will be for sale, with a new deal behind each door. The Sharp Mortgage Team is excited to help in the spring of 2024. With wisdom and commitment, we'll help you chart your move. A quick conversation and pre-approval will get you in the groove. With pre-approval secured, you'll be steps ahead, you'll see, ready to embrace the home buying journey with confidence and glee. From cozy cottages to sprawling estates, you'll find the perfect fit, and your real estate agent's skill set help and determined grit. With a wealth of knowledge and a heart for your buying success, we'll navigate the housing market, ensuring nothing less. Don't let the media fool you. You deserve a wonderful new nest. With the Sharp Mortgage Team, you're poised for nothing less than the best. Embrace the warmth of springtime, flowers, and skies of blue. Partner with the Sharp Mortgage Team. We're always here for you.
Hello, I just purchased a ticket for Oppenheimer. Admittedly, it was about half an hour after the showing started, which I told him I was okay with. I walk in and people are having sex on the screen. I didn't anticipate that. I'm approved. I have a very old fashion. I had read the description. It didn't say anything about having sex on the screen, and I had no idea. Joshua said I could not have my money back. He would not even give me an ice cream in exchange for the show. If you would call me back and please discuss the matter with me, I'd much appreciate it.
So this is a voicemail from the summer of 2023. It is in response to a screening of the film, the now Academy Award-winning Best Picture film, Oppenheimer, from a woman who showed up late to her screening, 30 minutes late, past the time when we typically let people walk into a film. But she was very insistent, so staff let her in. She walked right into the pivotal sex scene. Must have pretty much walked right out because, as she says in the voicemail, she is a bit of a prude and she wanted her money back. And we have a strict no refund policy if it's in regards to whether you disagree or dislike a film. We just don't do it. So when we said no to that, she wanted an ice cream. I guess it's a thing that happens when people don't get their money back. They ask for something else in exchange, and we said no to that. So then she called and left us a voicemail. And staff saved this for, you know, no other reason than to just replay it on occasion because it is very humorous. And it came in handy because I decided I wanted to have episode 5 of What's Up With the Slash podcast focus on the not so nice emails, letters that we've gotten, anything in writing over the years that we've saved that we think is funny. And so this episode is all about that. And I have some special guests that will read some of these complaints to you. So stick around for episode 5.
Welcome to the What's Up With the Slash podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Desai.
So, customer service is huge at Aperture. We have it as part of our training. The minute somebody signs their paperwork that they're starting their job, we give them a manual that highlights the responsibilities of customer service. In 2018, one of our staff members first suggested we sort of make it even more a part of our focus, and she taught me the Japanese word kaizen, which it's funny, the last episode, we had Hotaru and some more Japanese, but Kaizen is a Japanese word that means change for the better. And it represents a philosophy of small incremental improvements that result in a better, more efficient outcome. And we obviously get a lot of feedback. We've gotten it over the, you know, all the time over the last 15 years, and we take it all very seriously. I write back responses to all sorts of complaints and suggestions for improvement, and we often find ourselves trying to make some of the things happen that people suggest. I think it's really important to take feedback seriously. So we always welcome it, but it is nice when the feedback comes couched in some positivity, in some words of encouragement, not just from a place of anger. So this episode is going to feature some of the more angry, silly things that have been sent to us over the years, because they're examples that are few and far between. We have lovely customers at Aperture, and these few bad seeds really are a tiny, tiny percent. Normally, what we get in the mail or in email is super positive feedback, super appreciative of us being here, of our ability to hang around for 15 years in an often challenging environment. And so I just want you to know that these complaints that you'll hear are the exception, not the rule. And I guess that's why I save them, because I think they're just really funny, and I sometimes can't believe that people take time out of their lives to send either an email or sometimes handwritten or typed up mailed to us. So they've actually spent money on postage for some of these. But anyway, so I've invited two of our staff members who are professional actors. They're both looking to pursue acting as a career. And so I thought it would be really fun for them to read some of these out loud.
Hi, my name is Aaron Botts. I am the theater manager here at Aperture Cinema. I've been here for close to 3 years now, and I've seen a variety of fun emails from our wonderful customers. I'm also a local actor. I've been acting since 2014. I came down to North Carolina to pursue a graduate degree in acting.
Hello, my name is Benjamin Bowman. I am a staff member with Aperture. I have been a staff member for about a full year now. Yay, 1 year!
Yay!
And I have been an actor since 2011. I believe that was when I did my first production in theater, and I've just been acting in things ever since. I went to UNC Greensboro to pursue a bachelor's degree in fine arts for acting.
Fun fact, yeah. We both went to school together.
Yeah, yeah. We started in, I think, two productions together, mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yay, UNCG. Okay, why don't you read us a line?
All right. Can you please not wax the bathroom floors? They are too shiny. Users in the next stall over can see my reflection on the floor.
Yes, so somebody just didn't like how clean our floors were. That has been a complaint that I just stuck with me all these years. And every time I go into the bathroom and look at the floors, which are still really, really shiny, I just think how funny that is. I do look down to see if I can see reflections, but like I don't really think you can. I don't think it's anything anybody should worry about. So I appreciate that our floors are clean.
Dear Aperture Cinema, I wish you would include the times of your films on your calendar. I have the worst times trying to find what times movies play, and when I look at your site on my iPhone, it's really a trial. Why do the times need to be a secret?
I love that one because the secret part of it. That was back from 2010. And that is one of many that we got from our website. So one of my favorites. Back in 2010, had a website that just was really challenging, both to us as people trying to update it and add information, which is constantly, constantly changing, and to our users who had to figure out how to use the website and to find what they needed. And we constantly were trying to make things better and improve our website. And 2010, we didn't have a mobile app. You had to you just go to the website on your phone. There was no mobile friendly yet. So oftentimes trying to access things on your phone was complicated. And there were apps. There was also other services called Fandango and Flixster, and that didn't work with our website. So people would try to go to those places and find out about our films, and they wouldn't get the right information. So you can imagine how many emails we got about showtimes not being right and why couldn't we fix our website. And that complaint really, I thought, was funny. The statement at the end, why do the times need to be a secret? In a million years, we would want to hide showtimes from people. We were trying to make them as obvious and as visible as possible. So that's a complaint that I've also saved for these years. Our website has definitely improved because technology and website design have improved. It's amazing to think about how much time I spent trying to fix our website all those years ago, and now I can just devote my time to so many other things that don't involve the website. So I'm 100% appreciative to be through those challenging website years.
Who's ready for movie night? Our friends at the Ginther Group Real Estate are proud to sponsor another season of Innovation and Cinema at Bailey Park in downtown Winston-Salem's Innovation Quarter. The next film is Everything Everywhere All at Once and will be shown on Friday, May 17th. Bring your chair or blanket to Bailey Park for a great night of cinema from Aperture and food from a variety of local vendors. Pre-film fun begins at 7 p.m., and the movie starts at dark. These magical movie nights are made possible by the Ginther Group, the real estate experts we trust and showcase here on the Triad Podcast Network. Check their social media for info on each upcoming movie night. And for your real estate needs, call 336-283-8689 or visit theginthergroup.com. Buying, selling, investing, or just learning, whatever you need, start now. And like me, you can become a Ginther Group client for life.
Do you know how god-awful the noise is from those popcorn bags? I'm never coming back.
Oh no!
I don't know if the person ever came back or not. I tried to sort of get to the bottom of that investigatively. We have since the very beginning used eco-friendly popcorn bags that are compostable. And so in reality, they are a little tiny, tiny bit louder than regular popcorn bags, and definitely louder than those giant popcorn buckets. But I mean, those popcorn buckets filled up a trash can really quickly. They were never going to work for us. And we decided we also wanted to be environmentally friendly. So we went with the eco-friendly bags. Yeah, sometimes we get complaints. And to put this one in context, though, the person who said they were never coming back was in a theater, and apparently the couple that were sitting behind her had decided to take their jumbo bag of popcorn to tear it, fold it all around, and create a bowl with which they could better consume their popcorn. So, in her defense, it probably was a little bit louder than normal. But I don't know. Popcorn's part of the experience, and sometimes they're loud popcorn eaters. That was a complaint we would get. I think people have grown accustomed. More theaters are using the eco-friendly bags everywhere now.
Your buy ticket option on your website is awful. Try to use it yourself and then see you think you should get a different one. Just saying.
I really like this one because it was just written in the subject. Like, they couldn't even put it into the body of the email. They just wanted to write it in the subject. And there's some grammar issues. After I heard Just Saying, for all the rest of 2013, when I was like complaining about something, I found myself ending my complaint with Just Saying, like complaining to my husband or my family about something stupid. I would, you know, often end it with Just Saying, which is the voice that in my head this person would speak this.
You used to show films for adults that were morally sound. This trash that you are beginning to show in your theater is evil. Any more of these evil films and you can cross me off your list.
So I kind of was expecting complaints when we showed Blue is the Warmest Color back in 2013. I think this was maybe the first potentially risque film that we screened. And so I kind of was like excited by it. I was like, ooh, I hope somebody writes and is concerned about Blue is the Warmest Color. If you're not familiar with Blue is the Warmest Color, it is a French film, centers around two lesbians. It is rated NC-17. That was definitely the first NC-17 film we played. When we got this email, I was like, actually like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. We got our first like email about the kinds of films we played. And I thought that meant we were like a legit art house cinema. We'd like made it into the realm of the art house world. And so when I got that email, I have to say I was like super, super, super excited.
I am writing to express my resound disappointment at recent film selections. You cannot be our Winston-Salem, quote-unquote, art house theater when screening films like Barbie and Taylor Swift. I am disappointed and wish to add my voice to the likely growing tidal wave of dissenting voices. We want films by and for freaks and mavericks. Thank you. Now I feel slightly better.
I'm so glad he feels better. You have to point out that they put slashes in weird places around the titles.
They did put slashes. And just to point it out even further, it is all the female grossing films.
Right.
Highest ones of the year.
Yeah, we definitely noticed that when reading that one.
It's time to get serious about your financial future. It's never too early, but it could be too late to get started. And that's oftentimes the hardest part, getting started. How much do I save? Where do I invest? Do I save for college or retirement? How much for each? And who do I talk to about it all? Okay, we'll keep things simple for now and help you answer the last one. We recommend you begin with a local financial advisor. And that's Jennifer Johnson of Three Magnolias Financial Advisors. She'll sit down with you for a complimentary introductory consultation and go over all of your questions. Get started on the path to achieving your financial goals. Visit 3magnoliasfinancialadvisors.com or call 336-701-1600. Get comfortable with your financial future. 3 Magnolias Financial Advisors, retirement, financial planning, and investments. Securities offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Three Magnolias Financial Advisors. Three Magnolias Financial Advisors and Cetera Advisor Networks are not affiliated. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Yeah, Yeah, so this complaint was from 2023, and yeah, I appreciate it a lot because I like that he felt better about it. Yeah, this was definitely written by a man. Sorry, I have to point that out because it's pretty intentional that they focus on Barbie and Taylor Swift while at the same time we were showing Oppenheimer. And they didn't have a problem with that.
Oh my goodness!
Will you please consider getting bathroom attendance because the toilet paper is out in one of the women's room stalls and you have not gotten it fast enough?
Somebody else wanted us to have bathroom attendance because we didn't change the toilet paper fast enough for her, even though there are three other stalls in the women's restroom, all which have toilet paper. It's really funny that we got two complaints that I saved that are about the bathrooms.
Two.
You're done, right? We really ain't gonna do another one. So just questions to y'all. I gave them this list of complaints and they kind of were like surprised by how negative some of them were. Are people like nicer in person when they're complaining, or how did you feel when you read some of these?
I mean, when I've gotten complaints in person, they've usually been a little bit more, excuse me, I don't mean to, you know, they have been nicer. I mean, I've heard some voicemails from people, and the voicemails are kind of more in the vein of what we just read. But I think there is a difference between the in-person and then the more indirect way of complaining from patrons.
Yeah, I think in my experience, you get the nice complaints that are like, hey, I don't mean to be a bother, but X, Y, and Z. And that's very easy to solve. Yeah. You kind of feel bad and you sympathize. But then you get the passive-aggressive customers that kind of look to complain. And it's like, so this popcorn, when was it last made? And they're just trying to finagle another popcorn. And if honestly, they came up and said, hey, I hate to be a bother, but can I just get another bag of popcorn? This one's a little cold. It's like, oh, easily, no problem. But it's mm-hmm. the passive aggressive where it's like, yeah, you're kind of lacking. And my popcorn is definitely a symbol in that. And that's what really kind of occasionally puts a smile on my face.
Does it ever bring you down at all when you like have interactions with customers who just don't seem to get it?
I mean, for me, I mean, it's the passive aggressive patrons that come in are kind of like every six or seven customers. And then there's one that comes in and they have that tone. And it's, I mean, it kind of does throw a little bit of a wrench into the softness that is the atmosphere of Aperture. But it's not enough for me to get down in the dumps about it. But it's, I think there should be a precedent that's set, so that people aren't that way.
Yeah, that world would be a lot better if people weren't that way.
Yeah, I worked door-to-door sales, and that quickly gets you a thick skin.
If anything, it kind of, you know, when I get a complaint that's like that, it informs me a lot about where they come from. It kind of points out to, it just makes me think about what makes them respond in a way that's like that, and it's more of a reflection off of them than it is. And as long as I remind myself that it's that, then I don't feel as bad about it, and then I can just go about the rest of the shift or the rest of the day and not let it affect me so internally.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think, honestly, these, you know, how many did we read, like six or seven? Like, we have pretty amazing customers in the grand scheme of small businesses and arts organizations. And these are just funny to me. And that's why I save them. I mean, I just think it's like really funny that somebody takes the time to write something. We do get constructive feedback. And like, I look at everything, and you do too, Aaron. Like, we really do try to use any complaints or ideas or suggestions and try to make things better. Like, you can't not ever try to try to do the best job that you can. And so I think feedback is really important.
Well, I think one of the funny complaints both Ben and I can attest to is when we worked Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
It was Poor Things, and somebody, I think a patron came out because she was watching a film with her son and husband. And if you've seen Poor Things, there's a lot of nudity. So she comes out when Emma Stone's character is working as a prostitute, and she kind of angrily looked at Ben and I and said, like, how long is she going to be in the whorehouse? So we both just kind of looked at each other. And then I told her a story of how I watched The Wolf of Wall Street with my parents on Christmas Day.
Oh,
and
man.
Kind of leveled with her on a human aspect. And I think a good thing about our customers is that, like, 99% of the time, if you try to level with somebody on a human level, like, it instantly clicks. Like, it really is a good art organization mm-hmm. in that way. And to speak positively about our customer base, like, everyone is honestly really great. I can't, like, this is a really great kind of community, and I think that's why these complaints are kind of so funny, is like, we do everything so well, but you choose to pick on the waxing of a floor in a bathroom.
Which most people would be like, think that was good.
Yeah.
Bathroom floors that are clean. I mean,
yeah, the floors are that shiny. I mean, that's a positive in my opinion.
I think I'm going to do a whole other episode. So these, you know, are few complaints, but we on the other side get so many, like, really amazing letters from people.
Oh, yes.
And they, like, sometimes I feel like when I do that episode, I'm going to start crying because they're just so sweet and they really mean so much that they, like, counteract any of these silly ones. All right, well, thanks, y'all. Yeah. This is fun.
Thank you.
We'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep that for your...
yeah. It'll be funny.
I have a folder called Awesome Fan Letters. This will be a teaser for a future episode all about the positive feedback we've gotten over the years. So on my desk is a recent Christmas card I got. And it, on the front, says, Berry Christmas. And it's got a bear laying in the snow. It's from a person who sends me messages sporadically on Facebook when he comes to films and sends me Christmas cards and just notes. And it's very sweet. And I always look forward to getting mail. Anyway, it's from December 22nd, 2023. And he writes, it was really great to see two films at your cinema this year. If it wasn't for traffic from here in Roanoke and holiday zaniness, I would come to see Fallen Leaves at your movie theater this weekend. Season's greetings and all the best. Tilly. So, yes, Tilly writes me all the time, and I just love it. It's nice to have somebody that just constantly reinforces why you're doing what you're doing, and Tilly is one of those people. So I'm not sure if he'll hear this message, but Tilly, thanks for all of the kind words over the years. I take them all to heart.